to Mr. and Mrs. Jack Rather, W-R-A-T-H-E-R. Dear Bunny and Jack, thank you very much for my handsome birthday gift. I can't wait to get to the ranch, into a western shirt, and then don my very beautiful silver and gold collar tabs. If they don't get me out there pretty soon, I'll be wearing them at one of the state dinners here. I've had enough of the East for a while and want to renew my western roots. They are beautiful, the collar tabs, I mean, not my western roots. And you were more than kind to think of me. I appreciate it very much. Nancy sends her love, as do I. Sincerely, Ron. This one to Mr. and Mrs. Earl, that's E-A-R-L-E, Jorgensen, J-O-R-G-E-N-S-E-N. Dear Marion and Earl, how can I ever thank you for that handsome jacket? It's so warm and so good looking. For the first time in my life, I'm praying for a late spring. You were very kind, and I am most grateful. Nancy sends her love, as do I. Sincerely, Ron. This one to Mr. and Mrs. A.C. Lyles, L-Y-L-E-S. Dear Marf, M-A-R-F, and A.C., thank you very much for my handsome jacket and for your birthday greeting. That jacket is so good looking, I may just turn up in the Oval Office wearing it. You were more than kind, and I am truly grateful. Nancy sends her love. So do I. And again, thanks. Sincerely, Ron. This one to Mr. and Mrs. Robert Adams. Dear Betty and Bob, how can I ever thank you for that beautiful suede jacket? I'll have to figure more places to wear it than the ranch, because not enough people will see it up there. It really is the best looking thing I have, and I'm truly grateful. Nancy sends her love. So do I. And again, thanks. Sincerely, Ron. Dear Erlene, E-R-L-E-N-N-E, and Norman, thank you very much for my birthday greeting and my handsome pair of brushes. They are not only handsome, they will be most useful. I am a user of a brush and am always turning up someplace without one. So thank you again. Nancy sends her love, as do I. We miss you both. Sincerely, Ron. This one to Mr. and Mrs. Armand Deutsch, D-E-U-T-S-C-H. Dear Harriet and Artie, A-R-D-I-E, I'm going to be so well-dressed at Camp David or at the ranch, preferably the latter. Those two very handsome and good-looking shirts will not only be treasured because they're so handsome and because you gave them to us, but because, believe it or not, I sure had a need for them. I won't even mind if summer is a little late this year. Nancy sends her love, so do I. And again, my heartfelt thanks. Sincerely, Ron. This one to Mr. and Mrs. Prentice, P-R-E-N-T-I-S, Cobb, C-O-B-B, Hale, H-A-L-E. Dear Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, and Prentice, P-R-E-N-T-I-S, how can I ever thank you for that very handsome and fascinating book, period. I am a Western art buff and a history buff, and I can assure you that beautiful book, The Art of the Old West, will not just lie on a coffee table. I will go through it repeatedly. Thank you so very much. Nancy sends her love, as do I. And again, well, let's just say I'm going back to look at the book again. Sincerely, Ron. This one to Mr. and Mrs. Ray Stark, S-T-A-R-K. Dear Fran and Ray, while I only have a picture of your wonderful gift as yet, believe me, I am looking forward to the first game. Nancy and I are so happy, and we're going to have it, as you suggested, at the ranch. So we'll be seeing it when we get there in the not too distant future. You couldn't have known that I've been a sucker for ghost stories all my life. And now I'm going to be able to play ghost story to my heart's content. Thank you both so very much. Nancy sends her love, and so do I. Sincerely, Ron. This one is to Mr. and Mrs., or Secretary and Mrs. Drew Lewis. Dear Marilyn and Drew, thank you very much for my birthday gift. I have read the directions, and I think I'm going to join PATCO, P-A-T-C-O. Are you sure we're not being too hard on them? I've always thought that toys were wasted on children, that you could really only enjoy an electric train, for example, after you were grown up. I'm not quite so sure that I've grown up enough to be up to this one, but believe me, I do appreciate it. Thanks very much. Sincerely, Ron. This one goes to Mr. John Musanti, M-U-S-A-N-T-E. Dear John, I received your card and the greeting from you and all of your family and staff, and just wanted to tell you how very much I appreciate it. Please convey my thanks to the whole team. Ann, A-N-N, and he has told me about the colored pictures. But since we're going to be out there pretty soon, she didn't send them, and we'll have them for us when we get to the ranch. Again, my heartfelt thanks and best regards. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. Dear, this is to Mrs. Elsa Sandstrom. Dear Elsa, ELSA. Helene forwarded your note to me, and I just wanted you to know it was good to hear from you, and I appreciate very much your kind words about my speech to the Congress. Things are heating up back here. I don't know whether we'll be able to do all we did the first time around, but we're sure going to try. Thanks again for your letter. Best regards, Ron. This one to Mr. Lynn, L-Y-N-N, Knights, K-N-I-G-H-T-S. Dear Mr. Lights, Knights, thank you very much for my birthday wishes, and please convey my thanks to all the board members and volunteers who joined you in sending birthday greetings. I'm most grateful to you all, and of course continue to be astounded and honored by what you are doing there in Dixon. This has been so far a very happy anniversary, the 32nd anniversary, that is, of my 39th birthday. And it was made even brighter by the friendship of all of you. Thanks again. Best regards, Ronald Reagan. Dear Ruth and Tom, this goes to Mr. and Mrs. Tom Jones. Dear Ruth and Tom, it was so nice to hear from you. It made a happy birthday much happier. I, too, remember that big do a year ago tonight. I wish we were all together again, but then we will be more than once. Thank you for your greeting, and thank you also for all your good wishes and kind words. Nancy sends her love, as do I. Best regards, sincerely, Ron. This one goes to Mrs. Mary Roebling, R-O-E-B-L-I-N-G. Dear Mary, I have no words to express my great appreciation for such a beautiful and magnificent gift. That Cybis, C-Y-B-I-S, sculpture of the white Arctic fox is just, well, the only word I can come up with is again, magnificent. We are very proud to have it gracing the White House. Suddenly, being a year older doesn't seem so bad at all. Nancy sends her love, and so do I. And again, a heartfelt thanks. Sincerely, Ron. This one to Mrs. Clayton Fritchie, F-R-I-T-C-H-E-Y. Dear Polly, thank you very much for your birthday greetings and for kind, and I truly am grateful. Nancy sends her love, so do I. And again, my thanks sincerely, Ron. Dear Murph, it was wonderful to see you the other night and to have a chance to visit. But my goodness, after you left and I opened my package, first of all, poetry I wasn't prepared for, but I sure enjoyed it. Thank you for my riding gloves. Believe me, they will be used, and I hope more often than I've had time to use anything like that in recent months. They are very handsome, and I do thank you. Nancy sends her love, and give our regards to Betty. And again, my thanks. Sincerely, Ron. This one to Mr. and Mrs. Mike Coles, C-O-W-L-E-S. Dear Jan and Mike, I am a book lover, so you really made it a happy birthday for me. That very beautiful limited edition of Edmund E-D-M-U-N-D Burke B-U-R-K-E is a treasure and will be treasured by me. It was wonderful seeing you both again. Nancy sends her love. So do I. And again, a heartfelt thanks. Sincerely, Ron. This one to Mr. and Mrs. Sonny, S-O-N-N-Y, Werblin, W-E-R-B-L-I-N. Dear Leah Ray and Sonny, it was wonderful to be with you again after too long a time in between visits. And I thank you for that beautiful book. I think the time between getting to the ranch won't seem as long now that I can turn to it and look at those beautiful horses. I'm deeply grateful. Nancy sends her love, so do I. And again, my thanks, sincerely, Ron. This one to Ambassador and Mrs. Walter Annenberg. Dear Lee and Walter, well, the evening is over. I'm 1 year older, but I'm also a lot happier with my beautiful horse. Thank you very much. It was good to be with you the other night, and now I envy you being back in California. Although the sun is shining here today, and the sky is blue for a change. Nancy sends her love, so do I, and again, a heartfelt thanks for my very beautiful gift. Sincerely, Ron.
Upon their basic rights, with regard to capital transfers that were contained in the articles, full stop. Was it necessary, in conclusion 10, to refer to, quote, roughly 1 year, unquote, full stop? Instead of fixing a calendar period, comma, might it not be better to grant approval, quote, pending the next consultation, unquote, full stop, new paragraph, new speaker? The Deputy Director of the Exchange and Trade Relations Department responded that some of the changes requested by Mr. Whitelaw could be made to the conclusions, full stop. It was felt best to give approval for a multiple currency practice for a specific period of time. Colon, the staff trying to warn a country just before the period of approval was due to draw. of a forthcoming mission could be agreed by the executive board if necessary, full stop.